This is Israel 18 News, with your hourly update for Friday, the 1st of May 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a mild morning across Israel. Jerusalem is enjoying a sunny start, while Tel Aviv is seeing light clouds. Temperatures are pleasant, making it a great day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports just in that Israel has transferred laser and defense systems to the United Arab Emirates to assist during the ongoing conflict with Iran. Also, in the past half hour, JNS reveals a massive sea and airlift operation restocking Israel's military with 6,500 tons of equipment, overseen by senior officials. Also, this hour, the Jerusalem Post shares that Representative Patrick Ryan has scrutinized Hegseth over claims of falsehoods about the security of a Kuwaiti base after an Iranian attack killed 6 U.S. soldiers earlier this year. Separately, I-24 News highlights a significant defense cooperation between Israel and the UAE, marking a major test for the Abraham Accords. And finally, from earlier today, Forward reports on a peace summit in Tel Aviv aiming for progress amidst ongoing conflicts. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet News posted earlier today describing Bahrain's King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa's colorful wartime strategy amidst Iranian missile attacks. The Belaz shared that U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal indicated on CNN that a military strike on Iran appears imminent, based on his briefings. Al Arabiya Eng reported that royal commentator Richard Fitzwilliams praised King Charles III's speech to Congress for strengthening US-UK ties. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Walla report, Israel's transfer of laser and defense systems to the UAE highlights the growing military ties between the two nations during the Iran conflict. The Financial Times notes this as a strategic move to bolster regional security. This cooperation may shift regional power dynamics. Turning to the massive military resupply operation reported by JNS, this involved hundreds of trucks delivering critical supplies to IDF bases. Such logistical efforts underscore the scale of Israel's military readiness. It ensures the IDF remains equipped for sustained operations. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post details Representative Ryan's questioning of Hegseth's claims about Kuwaiti-based security. This follows an Iranian drone assault in March, raising concerns over U.S. troop safety. The scrutiny may impact U.S. military strategies in the Middle East. Additionally, I-24 News covers the strengthening defense cooperation between Israel and the UAE amid the Abraham Accords. This partnership is a significant step in Middle Eastern alliances, potentially reshaping defense strategies in the region. Finally, the Forward highlights the peace summit in Tel Aviv, where thousands gathered to seek elusive progress. This event offers a rare pause in conflict, providing a platform for dialogue and hope for peace. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that cheap drones pose a growing threat to Israeli forces in southern Lebanon, disrupting operations and challenging interception efforts. Separately, Ynet Business reveals that Microsoft has lost exclusive access to OpenAI technology, though it remains a key cloud partner through 2032, allowing OpenAI to expand partnerships. And finally, Globes reports a 68% rise in Siva's share price, fueled by strong sentiment in the semiconductor market. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 10:00 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.